This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. As Governor Chris Sununu prepares to be inaugurated for his second term, the committee that organizes his inaugural activities is getting some attention. Over the weekend, the New Hampshire Union Leader reported that the committee has paid out thousands of dollars to members of the governor's inner circle, including his father and wife. Joining me now to discuss this is NHPR's Josh Rogers. Hey, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So let's start with what the union leader, specifically reporter Todd Feathers, reported yesterday. What was the bottom line here?
Well, that since its formation 2 years ago, the Sununu Inauguration Committee has raised about $450,000, much of it from businesses and lobbyists, and that people affiliated with the committee, including family members and close political allies of the governor, have been paid about $165,000 from the fund. The governor's sister, Kathy Sununu, received about $50,000 from the committee to plan his inauguration. Paul Collins, who's a senior advisor in the governor's office and who's the treasurer of the Sununu Inauguration Celebration, Inc., that's the committee's formal name, received close to $48,000, most of that for what the spending reports describe as inaugural fundraising slash consulting. Other earners from the committee include Jamie Burnett, a lobbyist who headed Governor Sununu's transition team and who used to be in business with the governor's brothers.
Okay, so some chunks of money paid out to people close to the governor.
And some money to the governor himself, almost $40,000 worth of reimbursement for expenses and travel. First Lady Valerie Sununu was reimbursed $1,000 for expenses related to the state's Easter egg hunt. His dad, former Governor John H. Sununu, also got $1,000 reimbursement for renting a van or vans and gassing them up.
And now the governor's office says the spending is all justified as being related to his inauguration.
Well, they do. And, you know, if you talk to people who've been involved in past inaugural committees and based on my own reporting on these committees, much of what's in these filings is not terribly surprising in substance. The particulars that so much of the money is going to people with family ties leaps out at you. But, you know, that was apparently how the governor's committee chose to do things.
So you're saying this is normal?
Not all of it. But inaugural committees are elastic in New Hampshire under state law and by past practice. And, you know, first off, the only reason we're getting a look at these reports is that lawmakers moved to tighten standards 2 years ago to require reporting. So what we're seeing from Governor Sununu is the most complete report we've seen from any governor on inaugural fundraising. So there's that. Another thing worth bearing in mind is that a lot of what we see in these reports, the incidental spending, is somewhat consistent with past practices. Governor Maggie Hassan's committee, for instance, which chose not to file inaugural committee reports, her predecessor John Lynch's had, said it used the money for things like entertaining state employees, Christmas tree lighting at the official governor's residence, and some travel. But, you know, even with the new standards, what an inaugural committee can spend and what it must report are still pretty flexible. Today, for instance, Governor Sununu took one of his sons to the White House holiday party, and according to the governor's office, inaugural funds will pay for his plane ticket. His sons will come out of the governor's own pocket. And, you know, last year, the governor used inaugural funds to pay for another trip to D.C. to attend a gala of a pro-Lebanon advocacy group. But, you know, without receipts and records, and those aren't required by law, it's kind of hard to know how this money is spent with too much precision.
And this money can also be used for charity, correct?
Yes, and the governor has used money from his inaugural fund to benefit Bedrock Gardens in Lee, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Seacoast Science Center. He also sent money to a parochial school, Sacred Heart in Hampton. I asked the governor's office if any of the governor's children had attended that school. He declined to answer, but he did say that the governor hasn't sought tax deductions on any donations out of the committee.
Anything else leap out to you?
Well, you might recall the governor's a fan of arm wrestling and of New Hampshire arm wrestling champion Kathy Merrill. Particularly, you know, this committee has given her $2,500, $500 directly, and $2,000 to a corporate entity she controls. The governor's office says it was proud to support a world champion. And, you know, if you want to borrow some of the language from the committee's mission, the committee will contribute to the good of New Hampshire. I think, you know, they would say this donation does that.
And NHPR's Josh Rogers, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Peter.